This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates US President Donald Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of India-US ties. Responding to Mr. Trump's recent statements, the Prime Minister noted in a social media post that India and the US share a very positive and forward-looking comprehensive global strategic partnership. Talking to media in Washington last night, the US President said India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump said Mr. Modi is a great Prime Minister and he will always be friends with him.
I'll always be friends with Modi. He's great Prime Minister. He's great. I'll always be friends. India and the United States have a special relationship. There's nothing to worry about. We just have moments on occasion.
In an earlier social media post, Mr. Trump had remarked that the U.S. had lost India to China. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की जो मिडिल क्लास परिवारों के प्रति निष्ठा है वो निष्ठा समय समय पे हमको दिखाई दी है कैसे इनकम टैक्स में एक बड़ा सुधार करके 12 लाख रुपए तक की इनकम टैक्स की मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों को छूट मिली वैसे ही एक बहुत बड़ा जीएसटी में रिफॉर्म्स करके माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने मिडिल क्लास परिवारों को एक बहुत बड़ी राहत दी है.
Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the campus tank in New Delhi for empowering the youth of the country. The flagship startup, Launchpad, will provide the country's next generation founders with an early career professional opportunity to build the next big thing by setting up their own startup. The minister said Pan India Initiative with a funding pool of $6 million will serve as the platform for young innovators to pitch their startup ideas and secure funds. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival culminates today with the immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees are bidding farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will soon visit the flood-affected states to review the situation as several parts of northern India, including Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab, have been severely impacted by incessant rainfall, triggering landslides and flash floods. Meanwhile, the impact of the monsoon continues to be felt in Himachal Pradesh as intermittent rainfall and landslides are disrupting traffic at many locations. The Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow, with the possibility of extremely heavy falls at isolated places in Gujarat. Extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over West Rajasthan tomorrow. The water level of the Yamuna River in Delhi is receding, but the city continues to grapple with a flood-like situation as the level remains above the danger mark. According to the latest update, the water level at the old railway bridge has dropped to 206.36 metres, falling below 207 metres for the first time in several days. India will take on China in a Super 4-stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir, Bihar today. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. at Rajgir International Stadium. With one win and one draw, the Indian team is at the top of the Super 4-stage points table, accumulating 4 points. Another Super 4-stage match between Korea and Malaysia is underway at Bihar Sports University Hockey Stadium in Rajgir. At the Indian Junior Open Squash Championships, Yusha Nafis clinched the Under-19 boys title, while Rudra Singh won the girls' Under-19 title in Jaipur today. Nafis, who was part of India's bronze medal winning squad at the Asian Junior Team Championships earlier this year, rallied to defeat Rachit Shah in a 5-game thriller to secure the top prize at the Rajasthan Squash Academy. And with that, we end this news bulletin.